Howard Markline hugged his family once they realized he had secured enough votes to keep the 17th Senate District in Republican hands. In a banquet room at Arthur's Supper Club, he thanked cheering volunteers who traveled from all over the expansive southwestern district to support him. As he transitions from state representative to state senator, Markline says he'll keep the district's independent voters in mind. He'll be succeeding the moderate Dale Schultz, who became known for voting against fellow Republicans on legislation like Act 10 and the mining bill. Markline has had a conservative voting record in the legislature.
I have always voted in my district. I always look at, you know, how do the constituents in my district feel on issues, and I will continue to do that. That means getting out, you know, meeting them, you know, on a regular basis.
As a CPA, Markline says he'll bring his finance and accounting knowledge to the Senate.
I intend to be an expert in the state Senate on budgetary matters, and I want to be an expert that people can use as a resource, because if I don't use those skills, it's a waste.
Markline beat Democrat Pat Bomhack, who said in a statement that he's disappointed in the loss but will continue fighting for a better Wisconsin. Republicans also won two other important open seats in the Senate, which helped secure the GOP's control. In the 9th District, Republican Devin Lemahue of Oostburg beat out Democrat Martha Lanning. Republican Roger Roth of Appleton defeated Penny Bernard Schaber in the 19th Senate District. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in Spring Green.